The Rambam in Perek Zayin from Hilchos Tefillah Loch Yud Aleph tells us that Hamashkim Likvo B'Torah Kodim Shikor Kriyashma Ben Kovet B'Torah Shibiksav Ben Kovet Torah Shibialper, that he has to make the Birkas HaTorah Mavorach Sholosh Brachos V'Achakach Koru V'Elohim, and he tells you what they are. You know, the mock for the Rambam that after you say you learn, as the Rambam says in Halacha Yud Aleph, V'chol Yom Chayiv Adam Levarach Sholos Brachos Eilu V'Achkar Korim Ma'at Medivei Torah V'Nogo Am Likra Birkas Kohanim. The mocker for this Rambam is Yushalmi at the beginning of Brachos Perek Alf Halacha Hey, that Yushalmi says, and it's Yushalmi which is quoted by Tosis in Brachos on Daf Yud Aleph, that Hiskim Lishanos Achlo Kora Kriyishma Tzorach Levarach U'Mishikori Kriyishma Eino Tzorach Levarach Shekvar Nifta Ba'ava Rabba. And Yushalmi says, V'hush Shoshana Alasar, that is only if he learned immediately after the davening, he begins to learn. And from Yushalmi you see that if you didn't learn afterwards, immediately, that the bracha is not a good bracha. Now, Tosis has a discussion about this Yushalmi, that some Yushalmi say that the Yushalmi is only relating to Birkas Ava Rabba, because you have to learn immediately afterwards to indicate and to demonstrate that this Ava Rabba is going to be serving also as a Birkas HaTorah, because Ava Rabba is primarily and initially meant to be one of the Birkas Kriyashma. And to transform it into also a Birkas HaTorah, you're required to learn Al Asar. But if it's the regular Birkas HaTorah, that's not required. However, Tosis quotes in the name of the Tzafatim that you have to learn immediately after the learning, and that's not only Ava Rabba, but every Birkas HaTorah requires limud immediately afterwards. And not only Ava Rabba, and apparently the Rambam follows that position as well, because the Rambam says when that you have to tzorech likro ma'at medivrei Torah, and that's in order so l'chorah it shouldn't be a Birkas HaTorah, so the Birkas HaTorah shouldn't be broch v'tol and should be chal on the Torah. Except what's difficult is that Tosis is bothered. Tosis quotes Nishal Reb Yitzchok. Why is it that, after all, a person makes a Birkas HaTorah in the morning, and even if he learned immediately after the Birkas HaTorah, but where we go to work, we're busy, there's a Hesach Hadas from the time you made the Birkas HaTorah to later on when you begin to learn. Why is it that different than the Gemara says in Sukkah and Daf Memvav, as relates to Tefillin, that kol emes sheminichem mevorech lem, whenever you put them on, afterwards there's always a Hesach Hadas, you have to make a new bracha. And similarly in Sukkah, if you made a bracha at the beginning of the day, and you left the Sukkah, when you come back, you have to make a new bracha, leishei b'sukkah. So Tosis says, to answer this question, that Birkas HaTorah is unique, because he's never miyayish dato, because the pasuk says v'gisa bo yom v'layla, and it's as if he's involved all the time. So the Rav explained what Tosis means to say that even in terms of the ma'aseh limud, of course, there's a hefsek, but in terms of his askus b'torah, the bracha is not related only to the kima mitzvah of talmud torah and limud torah, but also engaged in torah. After all, that's demonstrated the bracha lasos b'divrei torah, and therefore the asik is never interrupted. The Rav gave a mashal that it's like a mother who has an infant child. No matter what she's doing today, whether she's going to work or cooking, she's always subconsciously always thinking about her child. Though in terms of her conscious engagement, she's doing other things. But subliminally, she's always thinking about her child. So it is with Torah. But according to the Rambam, the question is, the Rambam says, and that's why Tosis is really, really, that the Bavli is choylik on the Yushalmi, and you really don't have to learn even afterwards at all, because a person's never miyayish himself from Torah. But according to the Rambam does require that you that you learn, like the Yushalmi, immediately after the Birkas HaTorah. So if you, the Rav pointed out in the Rambam, there seems to be an extraordinary redundancy in the Rambam. The Rambam in Halacha Yud, two halachas, one next to the other. In Halacha Yud, the Rambam, when he quotes the halacha of Talmud Torah, he says, and making the bracha, he says, "Amaskim likra b'toyer kodim shiyikra kriyashma, ben kor b'toyer shmiksav, ben kor b'toyer shmialper," and so on. "Umavavach sholos brachos v'achach koyri." And then in Halacha Yud Aleph, the very next halacha, he says, "B'chol yom chayv on mavavach sholos brachos elu v'achach koyri ma'at midivrei Torah." The same halacha, almost identically. Why did he repeat it? So the Rav said that in Birkas HaTorah there are two halachas. One halacha is that Birkas HaTorah, like other Birkas HaMitzvah, is a matir. That's really a din, a chalais isa. It's also to study Torah without first making a bracha. And the Rambam thinks in general that the halacha of Birkas HaMitzvah, the Rav said, is a kind of a matir. Because the Rambam, when he quotes about Birkas HaNenin, and we know that Birkas HaNenin are matir, osu lehonish me'olam hazeh b'lo bracha, the Rambam says, "Medivei simcha v'orcha kol meichel tchila v'achrich yahane memenu v'chol anena b'lo brocha mol." And then the Rambam says, "Ukeshem shemavochen halno kach mavochen kol mitzvah mitzvah v'achrich yaseh oso." Just like we make a brocha on hano, so one is obligated to make a brocha on the mitzvah, because the brocha, just like the brocha on hano is matir, so the brocha on mitzvah is matir doing the mitzvah. Even though one is obligated to do a mitzvah, indeed, but there's a protocol. If you come to Kadosh Baruch Hu's door, you have to first acknowledge that and say Hodor. And so the prelude to every mitzvah must be articulating the bracha. So that's one halacha. Hishkim l'mo that he has to say a bracha, because that it's a matir. Halacha Yud is a different halacha. That halacha Yud is that there's an obligation each day to say a Birkas HaTorah. Each day is chayv in the bracha per se, but the bracha has to be, it's a keem of bracha together with limud. But the bracha itself, not just that it's a matter and it's tuffel to the learning, there's a chaleis bracha independently. This we see from on a deraisa level from the Ramban. The Ramban holds, and we learn this from the Gemara and Daf Chof Aleph, there's a mitzvah to say a Birkas HaTorah every day. And to say, in the Ramban, this Gemara learns that from the Pasuk, Kishem Hashem Ekra, Havu Godel Elokeinu. And the Ramban says in Sefer Mitzvahs, the Ramban counts that in Minyan Mitzvahs, and he says it's not just Tufel to the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah, there's an independent mitzvah learned from the Sugyudi and Baruchas on Daf Chof Aleph to say Birkas HaTorah. And the Ramban holds that saying Birkas HaTorah is Diraisa. Now the Rambam doesn't count Birkas HaTorah in the Tariq Mitzvahs, and he thinks that that Gemara on Chof Aleph is only an Asmachta, but on a conceptual basis he agrees that the halach is that there's a separate kiyum saying a bracha every day, midrabonon. And this we see from the Lashon of the Rambam, because if you look in the Rambam, the Lashon of Halacha Yud Aleph, he says, "B'chol yom chayv adam levavach sholosh brachos elu, v'achar kach koyrim at midivrei Torah." That the first is the chiv that you have to say the bracha, and then also the koyrim at midivrei Torah. That even if it's not, he doesn't intend to learn, he's nonetheless mechuyev to say these brachos every day. In a sense, part of the seder of the Birkas HaShachar is to say a bracha on Talmud Torah, and it's a kiyum, an independent kiyum of saying bracha together with Talmud Torah. So the reason that you need to learn Al Asar is not because all brachas have to be said over Lasiyosan, and otherwise it'll be a hefsek. The reason you have to make a bracha is because it itself is a kiyum of and because learned from this pasuk, Kishim Hashem Ekra Havagel Okeinu, there's a kiyum of saying a bracha together with Talmud Torah. And that's why the Ram quotes two different halachas. One halacha, halacha yod, is Hiskim Laboka, is that the bracha is a matir. Then there's another halacha, that the bracha per se, together with Talmud Torah, Lamed Ma'at, is a kiyum, and each day requires that a birkas haTorah should be said.